When we kill one, if we shot it and knocked it down, whichever way we killed it, he'd stick it with his pocket knife right in there, right down in there to his heart.
When you kept the meat too long, you say the meat did what?
We didn't keep it too long. It stayed good as long as it lasted.
That so?
Yes, sir.
You never had meat? The meat never?
No, it don't never spoil. You see hams hanging in these markets now. Maybe they're 5 years old.
But then they never?
They're not ruined at all.
Never spoil?
They'll get a kind of a mold on them. And some people think they ruin when that gets on there. But that just ages them better. That'll just wash off. It won't hurt the meat a bit. I had a son-in-law who lived in Phoenix, Arizona. And he was down here, and he went over in Tennessee, and he found some of those hams on a little old roadside stand, you know, for sale. He bought two of them. He had a preacher friend over that was very close to the family. He carried him one of those hams, and he bought one for himself. And he said about a week later, he met that preacher in the road, and he says, "Bendy, you know what? I had to throw my ham away." He says, "What for?" He says, "Well, it ruined." He says, "How come it ruined?" He says, "I don't know. I don't know." He says, "It got a mold on it. Just ruined." He says, "Man, that just made the ham better. It wasn't hurt." He said, "Made that preacher sick because he threw that ham away and was perfectly good." He said, "I know that garbage man really enjoyed that ham when he got it. He said he'd eaten my ham and he didn't know it."
So they would keep, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now, did you cut, when you got bacon, would you ever cut off the outside part of it?
The skin?
Call it skin?
Yeah. It all depends, a lot of it, on how the hog clean, whether you want to skin it or not.
Mm-hmm.
I like it on that. I like the skin to get crisp and just eat it too.
Yeah.
I'm teaching you some lot of things you hadn't heard of, huh?
Yeah, sure are. Now, how big does a show get, in other words?
Well, they get from 100 pounds to 300. Well, great big hog, that high.
Two, what, about two?
Yeah, about...
Two, three?
About 28, 24 inches high.
What was a show? That's an unbred...
A shoat is one that, what to call a shoat, one will weigh less than 100 pounds. He's just a little hog, young.
And then once they get bigger than a shoat, you call them a hog.
Yeah.
Now, when they're little, first born, you call them what?
Pigs.
And, what about an unbred female? What's she called?
A female?
Yeah.
Sow.
Sow.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah. Well, what's a gill? I've heard that.
That's a young sow. A gill is a young sow. She's never been bred. She's never had pigs.
Oh, I see.
As she has pigs, she becomes a sow. Just like a woman after she has a baby, she...